ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति अच्छा लाइट और ज्यादा करो
Daddy wants more light in the hall. I don't know if that's possible. So you have so much light that might enters us. I'm trying to adjust the volume. And then he's seeing one sister, Sheila. I think she said,
Baba,
it's a wonder.
Baba, aapke jo Baba, aapki yaad aati hai.
You say, Baba, we remember you, but why? Why do we say that?
Purane Baba ke bachche hai na.
We are Baba's old children. This volume is far too high for me, so I'm only going to have the headphones on half. Okay. So, yes, all the lights are on to the fullest. That is saying maybe there's more light in Global House.
Okay.
But okay, it's okay. The song was saying, Baba, it's about Baba's remembrance, basically. And that Baba's remembrance fills us with power. We are sitting on the chair and seeing everyone's chehra, faces. Everyone's faces, they show that, Baba, your power is being filled in everyone, and that's visible in everyone's faces. The brothers are here, but they are few compared to the sisters. The sisters are many more. It's a wonder. Is there a sister who might say something to remind Daddy of points? Daddy is remembering this old slogan of care, share and inspire. So what should I do? Daddy, gentlemen, what should I do? And so gentlemen saying inspire everyone. So care, share, inspire. But first comes care. And Daddy's adding cheerfulness. And now look at everyone's faces. It's indicating how everyone's faces are being filled with power and strength and their cheerful faces.
Care, share,
and inspire needs no translation. Jaimini Ben is sitting here. Maureen Stoltz is also sitting just in the front line there. And in the second line, the third line, that is noticing everybody. There are some seats in the front, if anybody wants to come to the front. Maureen can stay where she is in the front line, but if anybody else wants to sit in the front. So a few people have moved up to the front. Gentleman's going to say something to Daddy. Today, Baba said, Baba said about faith, that when there is faith, then victory is guaranteed. Victory is destined. That when there is faith, then victory is destined to happen. But to have full faith in the self, in the father, in the family, and in the family, in the drama. So the question is, there's a question, and daddy's asking, faith in what? So faith in Baba, faith in the self, faith in the family, that's the third, and the fourth, faith in drama. So the question is, does everybody know? Yes, everybody heard the blessing this morning. So the question is,
that,
okay, what is the question? What does it mean to have faith in the family? And Jinti Ben, you're asking this question, and Daddy's saying, when Jinti Ben comes to see Daddy, then how does she meet? Like this. Shaking hands with Daddy in this way. Your room is next to my room, and you come into my room to meet me. And Daddy is demonstrating the drishti, the shake hand. Some are sitting a little bit further away, and there's the possibility of sitting closer to the front. The question is, what does it mean to have faith in the family? Look at the family. Look at a wonderful family that we have. And today, Daddy is thinking about that she comes here every day, but it hasn't been every day in the conference hall. But whenever she has come, she sees everyone, and she sees how everyone is so good. She sees how everyone is so good. And her hand, this hand of blessing, as she holds up the hand, but now she's demonstrating how each of the fingers of the hand are different. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's the big finger, that means the thumb, and then there's the little finger, the fifth finger. And one is the big one, one is the little one, and then there's the forefinger. That reminds us of the one up above, and she's circling with that finger, and we look at ourselves and we think, who am I, and who is it I belong to, and who are all those sitting here? They are all wonderful. Each one has their own speciality. We can see that. Baba, you are the only one for me, and there is no other. Only the one Baba. And this forefinger points up above, and the other three fold in as we point to the one up above. Today, who has come, who had not come in the last 2 days? Who's come, who was not able to come the last 2 days? It's okay, it's good that you've come.
Pervez.
It's good that you've all come, and I see Joan, Nancy have their fixed seats, and that's very good. It's great when people have their own fixed seat. And this one has come today. I'm not sure who she's meaning, but who am I and who is it that I belong to? We don't need to know much more than that, actually. Just recognize the self and the one that we belong to. Jesu Ben is just repeating Jinti Ben's question in Daddy's earpiece. Faith in the self. Do you understand that I have faith in myself? Do you feel that you have faith in yourself? Those who feel they have faith in themselves, raise your hands. So majority have raised their hands, and so this feeling of who I am, who I belong to, who am I, and Baba has put us in his eyes, he's raised us to his eyes, we are in Baba's eyes, we're sitting there, and so who is in our eyes? This one, Shiv Baba. Who is in our vision, in our eyes. Daddy has made that suggestion to have an exhibition here, and what she means is the course pictures. We already have three, but we have space for others, and Baba has said that there should be very good big size pictures, and they could be put up here in this hall so that when visitors come, their eyes would open. That is, they would come to understand the significance of these pictures, knowledge related through these pictures. So she sees the spaces on the wall where we could have these pictures. And she's asking, who would make these pictures? And there's a show of hands by our sister, who is an artist and creative intellect. And Baba gives an understanding. And that understanding comes into our heart, into our intellect, and then is translated through our vision. So, who is in the heart? The comforter of heart. And in the brain, in our mind, the knowledge that Baba gives. I have been to Joan's home, which is just opposite, and Daddy's asking, Jinti Ben, have you been to Joan's place? Jinti Ben said yes. So who is Baba? Baba, the comforter of hearts, the one who understands our hearts. And I say, the comforter of hearts. Who is in my heart? The comforter of hearts. Baba asks us, remember the Father. He says to us, always be happy and give happiness to others and never forget the Father. Remain happy, remain free. And many times sisters say to to me, you're okay, you're well, aren't you, Daddy? And why is it that Daddy, you say Baba Baba all the time? And Daddy smiles. What would she say? She said, what can I say? I can't help remembering Baba. Everyone say Baba. Baba.
Baba.
Sweet Baba.
Baba.
Beloved Baba.
Shukriya Baba.
Thank you, Baba. Shukriya Baba. There's no other sound that comes from within Daddy except these things. Daddy was asked that today to conduct yoga and then share knowledge. And she's thinking, what knowledge can Daddy share? Knowledge is the awareness of who I am, to stabilize in that awareness. The awareness of who I belong to, and remembrance of that one. So, Daddy repeats these things to us so that we begin to do this constantly, constantly. My Baba, sweet Baba. Jagruti, you want to say something?
मुझे गीत गाना नहीं आता है.
Says I don't know how to sing a song. But some time ago, Jinti Ben had said.
Less criticism.
Jinti Ben had said. Well, you can hear English.
Less criticism. More compliments.
Every day before I go to sleep, I write. So Daddy's received the translation. We comment or think about things that are not right, but actually we should think about the good things, because we don't know when our final moment will be. And I often think that when I go to sleep at night, I don't know if I'll be waking up in the morning. So every day I appreciate Daddy saying, Wah, Baba, Wah, Baba, what a wonder you are. And I don't say, Daddy's saying, I don't say why, that question of why, but Daddy says Wah, which is an expression of wonder. And so we say, Wah, Sister Jenti, Wah. So we say, Wah, Global House, Wah. She says, say it with enthusiasm. Wah, Hansa Ben, Wah. Who looks after Daddy. She's sitting here in the corner. Daddy's calling her, come, come and sit here. But she's not so fond of being on the stage.
Daddy, Wah, Toli, Wah.
Wah, Toli, Wah.
Wah, Brahma, Bhojan, Wah.
Wah, Brahma, Bhojan, Wah. So keep raising your volume.
Wah, Om Shanti, Wah.
Wah, Om Shanti, Wah. Whatever happens, just say Om Shanti. Just remember, I'm a peaceful soul. Wah, whatever is the season, Wah, whatever is the temperature, Wah. When it's dry, people want rain. When there's rain, people want sunshine. So say Wah, my fortune, Wah. Wah, Murli, Wah.
Wah,
Madhuban,
Wah.
Wah, Madhuban, Wah. Madhuban, our sweet home, the headquarters in India. So all the time, Daddy, there is this feeling of Wah, Wah. It's good to say thanks. It's good to feel gratitude. But No question of why, but to say, wah, what a wonder, wah. Daddy always says, who am I, who is mine? Here, Daddy's saying, the children, Baba's children are sweet, are very good. And I repeat again, for all of the Brahma Kumaris, there are these five virtues. So three times, Daddy says, Om Shanti, and then the five virtues. So first, Om Shanti, second, Om Shanti, and then third time, Om Shanti. The five virtues. The first virtue, truth. First, Daddy says, purity, but truth. So purity, truth, these are the first two most important. Then there is patience. If there isn't patience, if there's a lack of patience, then purity and truth, they don't stay stable. So there is purity, truth, patience, and then comes humility, and then there is weakness. All five virtues. If there is patience, then truth, purity, patience, they are with you. Humility. Sweetness, and speak sweet words, O soul, speak sweet words, not hastily, no, not like that. And I'm very happy seeing the sister sitting in front of Daddy, and it's good that all of you are here and present. What should I share with them that they will never forget? Yesterday, somebody asked you a question, Daddy, that how did Daddy come to the stage of being karmatit? And what answer did Daddy give? Daddy, you were sitting with a small group, and Daddy saying, they asked me this question? So, and Daddy saying, did I answer? And Jenti Ben saying, you gave a very good answer, Daddy. Didn't quite catch what Daddy said. So the question, you all heard the question, and actually everyone's receiving translation, so Daddy was thinking that Jinti Ben would translate. I think everybody would know Daddy's response of her heart. Daddy has kept attention. Not that there has been tension, but simply that Daddy has kept attention. And Daddy is seeing everybody. The tension is not a good thing, but attention. Attention is necessary. A for Atma, soul. I am Atma, soul, and mine is Param Atma, supreme soul. Now these five fingers are not the same, so we are all not the same. Each one is individual and different, like these fingers. Each finger is different, but each finger has its task to do. There is the small finger, the finger of cooperation, the time of cooperation, the small finger gives cooperation. This big finger is that one that is your identity, your thumbprint. Then there's the finger that is for anointing, putting the tilak on the forehead. Then there is the finger the longest finger. Now you ask me this question of this karmatit stage. Did you take time to inculcate that stage? And I say, I have had attention on myself. I have not had tension, but I have had attention. That no karmic account should pull me. I become free of bondage of karma and free whilst alive. That is, whilst in this body, whilst living in this world, to be detached, yet loving. Each of these fingers is different. They're not the same exactly. So, Daddy highlighting this for us often, so that we take this into our awareness at a very deep level and inculcate this. Each finger is good. So, we are the conquerors of attachment and the embodiment of remembrance. And to be natural with everybody. And keep the awareness of who I am and who I belong to. I am a soul and mine is the supreme soul. I am a being of light. I am a living light. And mine is that supreme soul, the one who is might. And then everything is right. The Almighty, the one who is might.
Na dvesh rahe, na raag rahe.